This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, in baseball they only have double headers, but in Ion Shiram they have triple headers. So here's Daf Ayin Tes. Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara had a Shaila on the bottom of Ayin Tes. If you steal Vlad Behemas Milug, you steal a woman brought into the marriage, a cow. We're going to call the cow Frank. After all, that's not, he may turn into that very soon. And Frank had a baby. Actually, Franks can't have babies. We'll call it Frankette, a female cow, yeah? And she had a baby. And someone steals the baby. Who gets the kefel? It goes to her. So Gemara said that doesn't go like anybody, because normally the ownership of this Vlad, maybe there's an opinion, Vlad Shivchas Milug goes to the woman, but everybody agrees Vlad Behemas Milug goes to the Baal. It's his Pera. So then if it belongs to the husband, then why wouldn't the husband get the kefel? So Gemara said, Pera tekinu l'rabbanon, Pera de Pera loy tekinu l'rabbanon. This is the 6th and 7th line on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Fruits, the rabbis gave the guy. Fruits of fruits, the rabbis did not give the guy. So there are a number of questions here. One being, it's not true, because if this cow had a baby, had a grandson, it would go to the husband. So we see that the husband does get fruits of fruits. Question number two, how would that make sense? The husband owns the fruits, so then why wouldn't he get the kefel? It's almost worse, a bigger question based on the Ar Sameach that we just learned. If the pshat was, he owns the karka for the fruits, meaning it's her, the land is hers, the cow is hers, he owns the cow for the offspring, but the rest of the cow she owns. So I could understand. He gets the offspring, he doesn't get the kefel, he only owns the cow for the offspring. He doesn't own the cow for anything else. So I can understand how she gets the kefel. But if, like the Ar Sameach says, the Chachamim just give him the offspring. The Chachamim say, here, you own this baby. He owns a baby, then the kefel should go to him. It's even a stronger question. Again, the question is, how could it be he owns the child, but he does not own the what comes from the child? He does not own the kefel. It's a stronger question, l'chayra, according to the Ar Sameach. If the pshat is he has ownership in the mother for the child, great, he has ownership in the mother for the child, but he does not have ownership in the mother for the kefel. But if he just owns the child, so if he owns the child, so he should get the kefel. So let's look at the Shita Mekubetzes over here. Peir de peir loy tekin l'rabbanan. So the first thing the Shita Mekubetzes says is, the Rabban were not masakin to give him fruits of fruits, perish the asume alma, that come from the velta rein, could go in kefel, like kefel, de vlad behemas milug, or could go in toives hanah, de ksuba, de parak hachoyvel. It's only the rabbis didn't give something that comes from the cow, if it's not directly from the cow, it's from the velta rein, from an outside source. Avo peir de peir de asumi gufe, but the fruits of the fruits that come from the body of the cow could go in vlad shel behemas milug. That we say pshita de tekinu le rabbanon. That's pasha the rabbis gave him. The tanan we learned beferus beperak hakosev leolam hu oichal peirei peirois. Now, l'chayr ha'yanira, the goynev behemas milug atzma, if you steal Now, like this. What if somebody would steal not the offspring of the cow, so that's pera de pera. What if somebody stole a cow milug? That should go to the husband, because it's only pera de pera doesn't go to the husband. But the peros itself should. That's one fruit. So it come out that which belongs to the woman, he gets the kefel. And that which belongs to him, which is the offspring, hakefel isha. And that's strange, right? Think about it. The Gemara says that the kefel of the offspring goes to her. What about the kefel of the cow itself? I don't know, we would assume it would go to him. So it would come out rather unusual that kefel from something that belongs to her goes to him, and so, namely of the cow which belongs to her, the kefel goes to him, and the cow's child which belongs to him, the kefel goes to her. But Tosfos says, "Avol b'Tosfos b'shem Rivan Zal, the kol shekein goyne behemes milug atzma the kefel isha." Tosfos says, "Of course, not only if you steal the offspring, the kefel goes to her. If you steal the cow itself, the kefel goes to her. But it's the kefel goes to the woman." And the logic is very simple. If the offspring, which belongs to him, she gets the kefel, certainly the cow, which belongs to her, she should get the kefel. Da'afilu b'peira shushaloi, lo'y tekinu le'rabanam peira de'peira, da'asem e'alma kol shekein be'behema atzma, shaloi tekinu lo'y ela peira de'migufa, v'lo'y peira da'asem e'alma, v'chein nirali. So I want to focus on one line in the Shita Mekubetzes that he quotes on the Rivash, an amazing line. Again, basically we're saying that the din that we don't give him, pera de pera, is when it comes from the Veltarain. But if the cow would have a cow, we do give it to him. Meaning if you steal Vlad Behemas Milug, that's the pera. The kefel goes to her. But if this cow, the Vlad would have a child, that would go to him. Not only that, this din that she gets the kefel is not only if you steal the Vlad, even if you steal the cow itself. Because the cow itself certainly belongs to her. Now the question though is, what is the logic? What's the logic? That the child belongs to the husband. And again, according to the Ohr Sameach, it's not just he owned the mother for the child. The rabbis gave him the child. So if the rabbis gave him the child, then the kefel should go to him. And here's the key line on this sugya. The rabbis never even gave him the child. The rabbis gave him use of the child. He doesn't own Peiros. So not only does he not own the karka for the Peiros, he doesn't own the Peiros either. He has rights to the Peiros. I mean, the question is, if he owned the fruit, then how could the kefel go to the woman? The woman doesn't own the fruit. The answer is, the woman does own the fruit. So then why do we give the fruit to him? We don't give it to him to own, we just let him use it. It's like if you come to my house and use my silverware, you don't own my silverware, you have rights of usage to it. So when a husband marries a wife, he doesn't own the fruits. A husband does not own the peros of nechse milug. He has rights to use them. Einon shaloi legamri. Here, look. Vitaima. This is mamish. Three lines on the Rivash is the key to the sugya. The taima mishum de peiros nechsei milug einon shaloi legamri. The fruits are not completely his. Lasos em kirtzana to do his will. Ella sheyoichleim babayis. He could just eat them. Kinamin lekaman mishum revach besa the rivash. But he wants to make kefa from them. No, he can't. He doesn't own it. The fruits aren't his. The fruits are, he has rights of usage on the fruits. Rabbi Isai, have a great day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.